Coming up now on Scratchy Grooves, the subject is trees. Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss. I like trees. I like trees so much I built my house in the woods. Some people buy wooded lots and chop down the trees so grass will grow better. My wife and I don't have any grass. We kept the trees. Oh, we complain sometimes about all the leaves that have to be cleared from the gutters. And a couple of times a year, a falling limb has damaged the roof of one of the cars. That happened about 2 weeks ago, in fact. But the trees remain and will remain. With all the building going on here in the Newark area and around the world, trees aren't faring very well these days. When a developer moves in, the trees are usually the first casualties. This in spite of the fact that a mature, healthy tree adds many thousands of dollars to the value of the property. It's easier and cheaper to build if you scrape the land bare, I guess. So the trees go. Not so awfully important, maybe, in the case of a single building lot. But around the world, millions of acres are being cleared of their trees every year. And the plain and simple fact is, folks, if the trees go, we all go. They make our oxygen. The rainforests make much of our rain and determine global weather patterns. In a very real sense, whether we live or die is a question of whether we'll have sense and power enough to let the trees live. Tonight's program is a kind of essay on trees. I'll let the selections speak for themselves. Trees.
To the tree, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars.
I'll be there, honey, wait for me. Oh, you darling, down among the sheltering palms. Down among the sheltering palms. Honey, wait for me, keep waiting for me, lead me down by the old golden gate, out where the sun goes down about eight. How my love is burning, 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 how my heart is yearning.
my life started in the peanut butter blues. Oh, I want you, I always want you near me. I need you, can't you hear me? Nighttime is falling, my heart keeps on calling. Honey, darling, won't you wait for me? Oh, honey, wait for me.
There was a boy who skinned his knees jumping over his father's trees. He took a run and he took a jump, and down he came with a skid and a bump.
Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness belt. ¶¶
right near our house. Been there quite some time. The tree is a slippery elm tree, and it's very hard to climb. But when my wife gets after me, in that tree I root. I can go up just like a healthy squirrel. I never need a boot. The other day, a woodman come round to chop my refuge down and split it up into kindling wood to spread it around the town. I said to him, my friend, desist. Wait, stop. Lay down thy forest razor. Chop not a single chop. No, woodman, woodman, spare the tree, touch not a single bough. 3 years it has protected me, and I'll protect it now. Go chop an oak, a birch or pine, but leave this slippery elm of mine. It's the only tree my wife can't climb. Oh, woodman, spare it for me. Says to him, do you see that hole right near this old tree top? Well, I'm got $5 bid up there, and it's yours. If you refuse to stop, no beast but me can climb the tree, because, really, friend, it is too slippery. And I can't get up there very well myself, lest my wife is after me. Now, you get my wife, and I'll call her a very naughty word. Then all you do is just watch me, and I'll give an imitation of a bird. You may not know that's where I go, that is, if she's round. But all I ask is, remember, if you don't see me on the ground, oh, woodman, woodman, spare a tree, touch not a single bough. And I'll drop the five down to thee, the one I promised thou. But you must make your act behave. This slippery elf, it must be saved. It's the borderline between me and the grave. Woodman, bad for me.
When I see birches bend to left and right across the lines of straighter, darker trees, I like to think some boy's been swinging them. But swinging doesn't bend them down to stay as ice storms do. Often you must have seen them loaded with ice a sunny winter morning after a rain. They click upon themselves as the breeze rises and turn many colored as the stir cracks and crazes their enamel. Soon the sun's warmth makes them shed crystal shells, shattering and avalanching on the snow crust, such heaps of broken glass to sweep away you'd think the inner dome of heaven had fallen. They are dragged to the withered bracken by the load, and they seem not to break. Though once they're bowed so low for long, they never right themselves. You may see their trunks arching in the woods years afterward, trailing their leaves on the ground like girls on hands and knees that throw their hair before them over their heads.
Oh, when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
He was a major of grenadiers. Grenadier, all handsome and tall. She was the fairest of all Algiers, in Algiers, the fairest of all. He had to leave her behind, and so the so-and-so had broken her heart. She had the terrible tale of woe, tale of woe that she will impart. Around the corner and under the tree, the gallant major said, stroll with me. I said, nay, nay, I said, no, no, but ever since I've been there once, I always want to go. Around the corner and under the tree, the handsome major made love to me. He kissed me once, he kissed me twice. It wasn't just a thing to do, but gosh, it was so nice. Many a tale. She was so trusty and oh so young, oh so young, and now she's so pale. He wore a drooping mustachio, the one you know that curls on the end. Girls ought to know a mustachio doesn't grow on any good friend. Around the corner and under the tree, the breeze was sighing, and so was he. He held my hand, he talked so grand, then went away and stayed away, while every night I stand around the corner and under the tree, the cruel major's forgotten me. He wrote a note, here's how it went. I would have married you, but couldn't get my wife's consent.
And if I should live to be the last leaf upon the tree in the spring, let them smile as I do now at the old forsaken bough where I cling.
Thank you. love had come to me. Close to my heart I pressed you, and through the night caressed you, under the palm so tenderly. Soft melodies rang through the trees as I held you near. One look at you, and then I knew you were mine, dear. Under a sky of splendor, you stood in sweet surrender, under the palms where I found you.
Someone was up in that tree. Someone up in a tree, that tree, was shouting, "Hey, just look at me!" Why do I think he was being so loud? Why do I think he was acting so proud? Why was he shaking the tree for joy? Oh, just to prove he was a boy. There is nothing as loud as a boy in a tree. There is nothing as proud as a boy in a tree.
My heart is breaking, and in sorrow, mourning for the one I love. He's gone and left me never to meet again until we meet in heaven above. Beneath the weeping willow tree, so when he knows where I am sleeping, perhaps he'll weep over me.
Thank you.
block or two west of this new city of man in Turtle Bay, there is an old willow tree that presides over an interior garden. It is a battered tree, long-suffering and much climbed, held together by strands of wire, but beloved of those who know it. In a way, it symbolizes the city. Life under difficulties, growth against odds, surprise in the midst of concretes, and the steady reaching for the sun. Whenever I look at it nowadays and feel the cold shadow of the plains, I think this must be saved, this particular thing, this very tree. If it were to go, all would go. This city, this mischievous and marvelous monument, which not to look upon would be like death.
Yet the stars are shining bright, and until the murmur of the rill. Will you always love me, darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the
if I were hanged on the highest tree, I know whose tears would come up to me, my mother's.
If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever was there will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
They found that tree. You might have a look at that tree, because it's a rather rare. That tree I saw reflected in a looking glass, struck by lightning. It's very unusual indeed to see anything struck by lightning, but that particular tree, which is, although rather large, the apple of my eye, it doesn't belong to me, of course. It's a wonderful tree. It's 105 feet high. And the lightning, all the bark, all the loose bark was stripped off, and the particular bit of lightning I saw went into, lifted them in the two branches, you see. bits of bark, I think, that have been nestling there, and a little tiny funnel of... The funny thing is, I mean, just as a matter of experience, although I can remember every detail of the smoke spiraling up from the burning bark that the lightning had lit, you see, it only a little bunch, I suppose, I can't remember the noise. Must have been a terrific bang, you see, with it. I felt nothing about that at all. I didn't feel any kind of shock or... I was in bed. Best place you could be, isn't it? I was surprised it didn't break the glass. All these windows.
Gotta pull this timber before the sun go down. Get across the river before the boss come round. Drag it on down that dusty road. Come on, Jerry, let's dump this load. Out in timber. Lord, this timber's got a roll.
Out in
timber. Lord, this timber's got a roll.
My old Jerry was an Arkansas mule.
Been everywhere and he ain't no fool.
Way 922.
Done everything a poor mule could do.
Hollin'
timber. Lord, this timber's got a roll.
Hollin'
timber. Lord, this timber's got a roll.
Jerry's shoulder was 6 foot tall.
Pull more timber down the freaking hall.
Work it heavy, old Jerry gets sore.
Pull so much he won't pull no more.
Hollin'
timber. Lord, this timber's got a roll.
Hollin'
timber. Lord, this timber's got a roll.
The piglet lived in a very grand house in the middle of a beech tree, and the beech tree was in the middle of the forest, and the piglet lived in the middle of the house. Over the front door was a piece of broken board which had...
Letting out, see the gang all run. down by the apple tree that's gonna be fun. First he promised us if we were good today, he's gonna teach all the fellas how to crochet. Jimmy reads a book that gives you a thrill. It's all about a fella named Buffalo Bill. You get so excited that you nearly bust when 17 redskins bite the dust. You're late going home, someone yells, what's that? Gee whiz, I never saw such a pretty cat. You go to pet it, but you stop because it's not the kind of animal you thought it was. That night, just as the pale moon rose, you had to go out and bury your clothes down by the old apple tree.
All these windows, it didn't break a single pane of glass. It was heavy rain, so it had put out any small fire. But all the bark was just shed like a woman taking off her petticoat at the bottom of the tree. And I believe it's not out of danger yet. It looks all right. I mean, it's come out this spring, you see. It was the spring before this. But I've heard that if a tree is struck by lightning, it doesn't live more than 5 years. Have you ever heard of it? Well, I hope it isn't true. It'd be an awful thing for that to go, wouldn't it? Beautiful tree.
The Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine. Why, she carved her name and I carved mine. Old June, like the mountains, I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how sturdy God hath made thee. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how sturdy God hath made thee.
Listen to the trees of waves as they flow down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. My best girl by my side, the larch, the pine, the giant redwood tree, the sequoia, the little whopping rue tree. We'd sing, sing, sing. Oh, I'm the lumber jack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping, I have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory.
Leaves come tumbling down round my hair. Some of them are brown, some are rare, beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above in the trees, they were so in love with the breeze. Now the autumn wind brings to them the end of a faded summer love. I'm like the poor leaves that swayed with a breeze. I thought that life was sweet. You are the sweet breeze that tried hard to please, then swept me off my feet. Summer morning dew turns to frost. Leaves that once were new pay the cost. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. You left today, but you you didn't say goodbye. I wonder why I'm standing now where you made your vow. So blue for you, I could cry. Leaves come tumbling down round my head. Some of them are brown, some are red. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above in the trees, they were so in love with the breeze. Now the autumn wind brings to them the end of a faded summer.
God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
In the pines, where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows.
There's a cabin in the pines, hidden in the wild wood, wrapped in honeysuckle vines. Where a mellow moon is always shining on my cabin in the pines. There's a sweetheart in the pines, writing me a letter I can read between the lines. I can see he longs for my returning to my little cabin in the pines. Whispering breeze, whisper to my love, tell him I'll come back someday. Say that I'm blue, broken hearted too, sorry that I went away. There's a cabin in the pines, meant to be a love nest, down among the Carolines. Is it any wonder I'm so lonely, longing for my cabin in the pines?
Under a spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands. The smith, a mighty man is he, with large and sinewy hands, and the muscles of his brawny arms are strong as iron bands.
With every sweet and juicy, luscious bite of this not forbidden fruit, you'll see your mind expand and your perceptions grow more and more acute. And you can teach him plumbing and philosophy, new techniques for glazing pottery, woodcraft, first aid, home economy. Madam will be overjoyed when he becomes aware of your attainments. He'll beam with loving pride and he will say, oh Eve, you're in. Indispensable, please don't leave my side. And with your nifty newfound education, he'll relish every conversation. Why, you'll be Adam's inspiration this way. Just an apple a day. Wait and see. Come with me to that tree.
Up on the snow has landed.
Everyone has heard the story, which has gone the rounds of New England, of a strong and beautiful bug which came out of the dry leaf of an old table of apple tree wood, which had stood in a farmer's kitchen for 60 years, first in Connecticut and afterward in Massachusetts. From an egg deposited in the living tree many years earlier still, has appeared by counting the annual layers beyond it, which was heard gnawing out for several weeks, hatched perchance by the heat of an urn. Who does not feel his faith in a resurrection and immortality strengthened by hearing of this? Who knows what beautiful and winged life, whose egg has been buried for ages under many concentric layers of woodenness in the dead, dry life of society, deposited at first in the alburnum of the green and living tree, which has been gradually converted into the semblance of its well-seasoned tomb. Heard perchance gnawing out now for years by the astonished family of man as they sat round the festive board, may unexpectedly come forth from amid society's most trivial and handselled furniture to enjoy its perfect summer life at last.
In a way, it symbolizes the city. Life under difficulties, growth against odds, surprise in the midst of concretes, and the steady reaching for the sun. Whenever I look at it nowadays and feel the cold shadow of the plains, I think this must be saved, this particular thing, this very tree. If it were to go, all would go. This city, this mischievous and marvelous monument, which not to look upon would be like death.
Listening to Scratchy Grooves. Tonight, an essay of sorts on trees, one of my favorite subjects. I hope you've enjoyed it. I tried to refrain from talking tonight. Had a couple of phone calls saying I should talk more. Had a call from one man saying, "What in the world are you playing?" He must have missed the beginning. Okay, may do it again sometime, but not in the near future. This is Bill Chambliss. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next Sunday for Scratchy Grooves. And stay tuned at 8 o'clock for Neil Payne and his program In a Mist. Meanwhile...